Welcome to Regardless. Regardless isn't just a word. It's a powerful mindset that helps you to overcome limiting beliefs, self-doubt, and stress. All very common hurdles on the journey from college graduation to thriving adulthood. As your host, Skylar Sorkin, my mission is to bring relevant guests to the table to answer some of our most burning questions about relationships, career, and life. Regardless is your go-to hub for tips and tools to keep you going, reminding you that you've got this, babe. If you're committed to navigating life's twists and turns with confidence and conviction, you found your home. Regardless is available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yay.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Skylila Experience. Today we have Skylar Sorkin, who is the founder and podcast host of Regardless, the life manual for 20-somethinghood. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your podcast, please. I think it's so fascinating. Tell me about it.
Yeah, thank you for asking. And just thank you so much for having me on the pod. I'm super honored and excited to share a little bit more about my story and what I'm building. I guess where I'll start is I was in college and it was my senior year. And I knew graduation was like a couple months away. And I started to freak out where I was like, what in the world did I learn in college? What are the next steps? What do I want to do with my life? And I kind of just had this like 911 moment where I kind of realized that college really didn't prep us for the complexities of adulthood.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the world? So I just started honestly reaching out to mentors, and my mentors would then connect me to their mentors or other people. And I just started scheduling like at least 7 informational interviews a week. Through those conversations, whether I was asking them about direction in my career, what would make the most sense for me and my talents. And also, I would also start to rely on them for more personal things. So I really started to create this like board of directors senior year of college, where I would lean on really mentors or people in my network to support me with certain aspects of my life, whether it was figuring out what job would be best for right after college to, you know, asking a mentor, how in the world do I break up with my boyfriend?
So true.
Because like no one gave you the manual on how to do any of this.
Yeah.
To
actual life stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
To like healing an eating disorder. Like where in the world do we start? And that is where, through these conversations, I started to grow so rapidly, beyond way more than like the average student at UCSB. And I've always really had this voice and I've always loved to perform. I grew up dancing and acting. And this is kind of when like podcasting began to become really popular. And I was like, how cool would it be if I could record these conversations with my mentors and share these experiences, what I'm learning with my friends and followers.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like when the light bulb went off and I go, okay, Sky, you got to start a podcast. And I let myself marinate on it for a little bit because obviously like I wanted to go and really create this brand for myself. And I wanted to make sure all of the pieces were in alignment. And I guess I finally got a job after college and I was living in Santa Barbara. And then like, you know, my first job out of college was sales and I was like maybe the third seller on the team. And that is when I started pitching to like Fortune 500, 1000 clients at age 22.
Right.
And going into those moments, I was like, what in the world? I'm very nervous right now. Like, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
it's scary. Sales is very scary.
It is
a good skill to have though.
Oh yeah. Like I recommend sales to probably everyone. I think we're all salespeople. So I'm super grateful for being in sales. But of course, like when you're hopping on a call or breaking up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or asking for a raise or having a hard conversation with a friend, you really have to like tap into your higher, your future self in order to like successfully have those conversations and show up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really the regardless mindset. And that's when the word regardless became apparent to me because before, I went into a pitch or before I was getting outside of my comfort zone or doing something scary, the word regardless started to become a mindset for me. So like regardless of the result of this pitch, I am more than my career. I
Yeah.
am more than enough.
I love
And I
it.
started to use like this affirmation throughout every area of my life, whether it was in my career, to relationships, to spirituality, wellness, whatever it may be, body image, social media, comparison, all the things. And that really became the essence to the podcast. And of course, I named the podcast Regardless. And then from there, I mean, it was all history. I started having on C-suite executives, some of the relationships that I was building from sales to influencers, life coaches, therapists to come on my podcast to really share their own regardless story, how they've been able to get to where they are now and provide real resources and tools for 20 somethings to use in order for them to feel more competent, confident, and have clarity and also community to start to create their own life manual in their 20s because college never quite covered it. So that is what I'm doing. That is what I'm building. Yeah.
School doesn't really teach us this thing, or mainstream school
No.
doesn't. You kind of have to learn through people.
Yep.
And there's patterns, which I'm sure you've noticed. Like, what are some of the patterns that you've seen, say, for just or made challenges, like entrepreneurs? Mine's directed towards entrepreneurs, but I'm sure you probably have a range of
Yeah.
industries. What are some like common stories that you've heard throughout your episodes?
Yeah, this is a great question. And it's not like my podcast is honing in on like one niche. Like, of course, it's for 20-somethinghood. There's so much unknown that we're navigating through. And I would say, I mean, like some of the topics that I've explored has been like how to, go from being heartbroken to heart liberated, to how to go into a hard conversation instead of being reactive or defensive, to just showing up and, coming from a place of just all knowing and being calm to, oh my God. I mean, really, if you think about the challenges that we face in our 20s, I'm covering all of it. And I kind of like organize it from, career to relationships, spirituality, social media. And I really think that my guest speakers, their story, and what they've gone through or what they specialize in, that kind of directs the direction of the podcast episode and how it relates to 20s and like really the message that I'm bringing and supporting 20s. And that's kind of from like an audience podcast perspective. I think in regards to like the entrepreneurial lens, I mean, for me, I'm doing this podcast full time and I also have a 9-to-5. It's not glamorous at all, but I think what I've learned in terms of being like a smart entrepreneur is that yes, of course, there's tons of risks that I'm taking, but also there's a way to do it in which you are stable and secure and safe with income. And I think that a lot of people don't talk about that, but I think it's absolutely okay to have steady income, health benefits, all of it, as well as building your company, your brand, like that can coexist together. And I think, especially in our 20s, that is so important to understand and give grace to ourselves and like be confident about having a normal 9-to-5. Like that's freaking awesome and empowering.
Yes, absolutely.
Hopefully, I answered your question. It was a, yeah.
No, it was a general question. I just wanted to see sort of before I got into you, which you led into
Yeah.
perfectly. So now I'm just going to take that and go with where you're going at is about you. What routines, because you're managing a 9-to-5 and a full-time running your own business, setting up interviews, it's a full-time job to be a
Oh,
podcast
yeah.
host and you're not just a podcast host. Like you should see this girl's photo shoots. I am obsessed. Those are goals. That's how I
I
live.
love you.
I'm not there yet because I never make the time for it just quite yet of basically the shoots that you do, but they're so fiery and ambitious and your mom's in it. And I love it. That's why I feel like so relatable to you because me and my mom are also the best of friends. Okay, but So about your routine, how does your schedule look like? What time do you wake up? What food do you eat? How do you maintain this high performance lifestyle?
Yeah, this is super interesting. I actually recently just met with someone. She's phenomenal. She was like an ex-Apple employee. She built up their HR program and basically created this like human design behavioral chart. And I just worked with her like as of yesterday, and she'd sat me down and she kind of went over and tested me on the way that I'm like organically, naturally, and innately designed as a human being. So for starters, I think you really have to understand like what is your personality? Like what are your gifts? What are your superpowers? And I think your routine kind of has to work around that. For me, my superpower is that like I'm already like very driven, high performing achiever. Like if you look at the way that I'm designed on the chart, like it's the persuader, CEO qualities. And I'm not saying that like to toot my own
Oh,
horn. It's just the way that
just
I'm designed.
yeah, I get,
Yeah.
yeah.
Like I could still operate on like 6 hours of sleep, even though I won't feel my best. Like I can go. And that's also a weakness because a lot of the times I don't know when to stop,
I get it.
where I get really sick or my immune system is depleted. So just to be completely transparent with your audience, like I'm a work in progress and
For
all of
sure.
these things are constantly shifting. But I would say for my routine, you know, it's been pretty stressful. Like I try to, like, my non-negotiable is moving my body. If I don't feel like I got a good workout in, you do not want to be around me. Of course, like 1 to 2 days off, or like if I'm going on vacation, of course, like live your life. But I would say I wake up around like anywhere from 7 a.m. to 7:30, 7:45. I run to the gym. I get my movement in. I typically like will post a reel there just to make sure that I'm posting every day on Instagram and TikTok. When I'm on the Stairmaster, I'll even sometimes create content and then I'll drive back home and then I start my 9 to 5 day. So I'm typically starting like work around like 8:30, 9. And then I'm in sales. I'm an account executive at Influential. We're the largest influencer marketing company in the world. So it's a very demanding job. I love it because I'm able to really prioritize my network right now. And I think also it's so important for us to like recognize the power of like having a personal brand. And I think regardless of where you work, like remember that you are a walking brand.
I feel the
And
same.
that's something that I've been able to like find the synergy between my podcast and sales is that they're really interchangeable. And I think both have been able to really grow my success, not only at Influential, but also at Regardless. So typically to go back to the routine, probably from like 8:30 to 3, I'm like working on Influential, selling client meetings. I will have like a breakfast and lunch in between that, hopefully be able to take out like a little walk in between. And then from 4 onward, I work on Regardless. And then on the weekends, typically Saturday, like sometimes I'll record. I try to have a day off. And then Sundays, I work and I head over to Soho House with Sage and we zone in, dig deep, get all of our content ready for the week. We kind of like, I take 45 minutes to talk about some of my challenges. She takes 45. Then we both kind of like consult each other and support one another. So, you know, I'm never not really working, but I also want to say that like regardless gives me so much energy and fuel because it's really all of my values in one. I think like impacting others and using my superpower, which is to connect, which is to make other people feel safe and spread that word, knowledge, and inspiration to others in my generation, like that is all I could ever ask for. So I think that is what gets me up in the morning.
No, I totally feel what you're saying. I recorded a mini podcast this morning because I was inspired, and I'm like, I was writing so much in my journal. I'm like, I'm just gonna say this stuff out loud. But it was basically the same where, because people are kind of also like, do you work? And I'm like, yeah, but not really, because everything that I do, I love, so it doesn't really seem like work. Like, you know, my art, that's technically work, but it doesn't really seem like work because I
You're
love
amazing.
it. Like things like that, where it's like, if you can make what you love your day to day, then you can keep going at the pace that you're going.
Yeah.
What time?
Super powerful.
What time would you say you usually go to bed at? I'm just curious to what that, because
Yeah.
everyone always says what time they wake up at, but then for me, I find I same as you, I can keep working at 12 till 12, and then I'm like, I should probably go to bed, but I
I
just
know.
know, like, what's your evening routine as well?
Yeah, this is something that I'm like really working on, but typically like I stop work at 6 because if I go beyond that, my brain will not turn off and I will not be able to sleep because my brain is just like going and going. So, I think it's super important to like zone out your day. I always like to say like zone one is like when you wake up in the morning and like that is your time. I think once we look at our phone, once we get on our email meetings, our attention is being taken and really hogged by everyone in the world. And so zone one and zone five are like, it's my time. So zone one is in the morning, zone two, zone three, zone four is like throughout the day. And then zone five is at night. And like that is my sacred space. Being completely honest, I love me some shows. So I'll
Good.
like sit in bed and watch Love is Blind, Vanderpump, all the things.
Nice.
But I typically try to do that some nights, try to journal, try to read, but I think it's honestly about being like realistic. And sometimes you just want to zone the fuck out.
Yeah, that's what I
Yeah.
was gonna say. I think it's important to share that because I feel like when I listen to things, I used to feel guilty, say watching a show, because I'm like, Tony Robbins doesn't watch, like this person doesn't watch. I never hear them say they watch a movie, so I shouldn't be watching movies. And then it's like, no. You are also a human being and
Yep.
you also need to live life because it doesn't end. Like there's never, you never get there. So you gotta enjoy, make the routine, whole thing. Include all of the things that you like to do.
Yeah. So typically, to answer your question, I typically like fall asleep by like 10:30.
Okay,
Yeah.
nice. You still get it. Yeah, solid good night, good sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about you and your mom,
Oh my
because
goodness.
I feel like honestly, you, me, my mom, and your mom would get along so well, because when I see your relationship, I'm like, that is the exact same. My mom doesn't dress up as nicely, but your mom's so cute, but I love the energy between you two. So not only are you best friends, but you also work together. What does that
Yeah.
look like?
Oh my goodness, this is so cool. I think like just this is like a side note, which I think will help like paint the picture more for your listeners. But I think one of the reasons why also I started this podcast is because I've been very fortunate growing up with a pretty kick-ass family. My mom is a marriage and family therapist and life coach, and my dad is like an executive team coach for Fortune 500, 1000 companies. So he's kind of like more of the business therapist.
Whoa.
Yeah. And my mom is more like emotional relationship. So I've
That's
had like,
so
right?
cool. Wow.
I've had like both Superwoman and Superman. And obviously, they've exposed me to their network and have provided me with the resources. And growing up, my dad is always, he's like my best friend and has been such a rock to my growth. But I also think like when it comes to the mom and the daughter, there's like a different sort of relationship there where you can feel a little bit more comfortable about opening up about, intimacy, relationship, boys, where my dad is just like, la, 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 like, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, so true.
So I think that's like the difference. But my mom, she's my mother. She's my best friend. I feel like one of the reasons why I haven't really prioritized too much therapy in my life is because I've already had like a built-in therapist, which is really great financially.
Me too.
yeah.
My mom's always like,
But
why pay someone else? You could just talk to me. I'm like, okay.
And I think, I've just been able to have like a very open relationship with my mom. And growing up, she's always, both my mom and my dad have really given me the freedom to be authentically myself. And when it came to conflict or adversity or challenges in my life, of course, they'd always provide me with like tools and resources. But when it came to like having the agency to make my own decisions and start to learn and trust my intuition and really what my higher self was wanting me to do, they really let me and allowed me and like guided me to listen more towards that voice and really my future self talking. So, my mom growing up, whether it was dealing through like friendship breakups to failing a class or a test to, body image when I had, when I was anorexic in college, like all the things, breakups, she was always like the backbone, like my left rib. And I've learned so freaking much from that woman that, she also helped me come up really with regardless and has been the biggest supporter to me. And, she's a therapist. She's working with 20 somethings day in, day out. She freaking gets it to a T. I mean, I'm 26, my brother's 23. She's also raising 20 somethings. And I think there's something really special and unique about our dynamic that is not really out there. And I want to be that voice. I want to be that middle person to provide 20 somethings who maybe don't have, a family dynamic like that. Maybe they don't have a mom or access to a therapist. And that's really where Regardless comes in, is the life manual and also this pool of mentors, my mom who's a therapist, and me to provide them with clarity and direction on really how to navigate some of the unknown complexities that they're going through. So my mom has officially come on Regardless. And at the end of every month, we have a segment together called Office Hours, where my audience can send in their questions about maybe some challenges they're going through.
I love
And my
it.
mom and I will pick like our top five, and we'll take really 45 minutes to answer those questions. So that is what I'm doing with my mom. It's a she said, mother-daughter, multi-generational perspective on navigating 20s.
I love this so much. Well, I just think it's so precious and valuable because I totally relate to that, where I feel so privileged with my family. I'm
I
like,
know.
Dad, not everyone, like, I think I'm the way I am, obviously, because I had that step up from day one of just the knowledge that they've shared in kind of, they're both entrepreneurs, so in that side of things. But that's kind of, I guess, why I'm so fascinated in entrepreneurship, because it's such an interesting way just how it all works. But it's so valuable to share that with everyone, because not, yeah, you, and you can't necessarily, like, and I get it. Sometimes people just don't work, like, their family dynamics just don't work, and that's okay. But wow, no, I love it. Thank you. And okay, moving on back to health a little bit. Where, how would you, what does your diet look like? I like to touch on all aspects
I
of
love this.
a being, because I think it's so important to, like, whenever I'm studying successful people, I'm like, okay, cool. But then, well, shit, what, like, what should I be eating? You know, because if, but like, what does a normal high performer eat, basically? So what do you eat?
Yeah, this is a great question. And I think, like, I don't know, I'm very conscious about what I share, about what I eat. Just like my perspective, there's so much content out there that influencers are sharing, people are sharing, where we're seeing and we're taking in, like, okay, this is someone's diet, this is what they eat in a day. At the end of the day, your body is so unique. Like, you have to listen to what works for you. And I will share kind of what I eat, but I'm very conscious of this because I've had a really interesting experience in my life with food. I was anorexic throughout college and a little bit after, and this is something that I'm still healing. And for whomever's listening, this, like, maybe, I don't know if you want to like mention something in the beginning, but I don't know. I think like everyone's body is different, and I never want someone like to compare what they should be eating or what they're not eating to me. And I think this is something that changes day to day. I think like this past year in 2023 was pretty difficult because I started having, like, literally I had 15 UTIs in 1 year.
Oh, interesting.
And that was like really alarming for me because obviously UTIs are so freaking painful. And, I was like, I don't know what's wrong. And I was on like 15 antibiotics. And obviously, being on multiple antibiotics is not good for your body, your gut. And I ended up having to see an amazing holistic doctor in San Diego. And she did tons of food tests and labs on me. And I actually got to see like which foods I was sensitive to, which foods I wasn't sensitive to. And it was super shocking and beyond helpful. So I really highly recommend whomever is listening to perhaps like get even a food lab test done, so you understand like your body specifically, what fuels you, what is good for you, what's going to make you feel good. Because me saying what's good for me is not going to be the same picture for you. But it was super interesting because my whole life I had this idea and I believed this that I was like lactose intolerant. I was scared of dairy. I eliminated that from my diet. And it was almost like a food that I was scared of. And I labeled it as bad. I got my food test done, no sensitivity to dairy. And I was like, what the frick? Like, I've made myself believe this because of all the content I was receiving and comparing myself to influencers. So that's kind of why I say what I'm saying.
No, I
But
appreciate it. It's that's why I like just touching on that like component. I call them pillars in life because it's like, what does that world look like for you? How do you go about it? Yeah, interesting because I feel the same. Lately, I've been eating like meat and dairy and things that I didn't for so, to be
I
fair, I
know.
think I was intolerant to certain things like back in the
Totally.
day, but for so long it was this belief of like, okay, I need to be a raw vegan. I need to eat these things. And then now I'm like, steak? Whoa, this is amazing. Like it's just a full 180 and my body is fine. My body can handle it. Maybe I did give a break and that helped, but a lot of it, like you're saying, is totally in your beliefs of how, and then I think the belief of how the food affects you, the belief
Changes the body.
yes, what you think about the food is how the food then affects you as well. Obviously, not only that, but I think that's a component.
I agree 100%. And I think that's so true. Like, I was really allergic to dairy. And obviously, I let years and years go by where I didn't really eat it. And your body adapts, it changes, it's constantly evolving. I mean, how my body looked and how it operated at 22 is so different to now being 26. And that's constantly going to be evolving as we age. And I think that's something that we have to honor and respect and give ourselves grace with. And I think, like, throughout the day for me, I try to have like some sort of like yogurt with granola and fruit in the morning. And then, of course, like a lunch with some sort of vegetable, carb, and protein. And then repeat that, for dinner. I think as many vegetables as I can get, this is something that I'm really working on. But talking to the holistic nutritionist is just really, I didn't realize how important our gut was. And that's really the epicenter to
Everything.
everything, whether it's, UTIs to brain health, skin, hair, nails, whatever it may be. And I think it's like the more diversity of plants, meats, protein you can get, the better you're setting yourself up for success. And trust me, that is very hard and it can be expensive. And it's something that I'm currently working on. But I think just like listening to your body and also honoring moments of like craving something, like let yourself indulge. And I think it's really just experimenting what foods work best and feel best for you.
No, I completely agree. Yeah, it's funny what you say, just how different how foods affect you. Your gut controls basically everything. I actually study nutrition, but that's besides the point. When I'm sad, my mom will always be like, "Did you have sugar? Did you have this?" Because that it's not, yes, obviously your emotions are still valid, but that will escalate it more. And I do,
So
and either it's always that common factor. I'm always like, "Yeah, I did have chocolate, or I did have this last night, or something like that." And it's still in my system and it influences your emotional well-being as
So
well.
does. It's kind of crazy.
I know, it's so fascinating. Okay, thank you for sharing that and thank you for sharing your perspective and not feeling like you needed to answer a question in a certain way because I think that's so important to share. That's why I love interviewing people because it's like, what does that world look like to you and how can you just share your voice? Speaking of this world though, I want to move into wellness a little bit
Love.
because hearing you speak, I'm like spiritual girly, I love it. And I don't hear a lot of like, it's just, I don't hear that, what that routine or what that practice looks like a ton in
Yeah,
such,
it's
unless
true.
I'm really looking for it. But I do think a lot of sort of these types of people have so much more of a spiritual practice than the general population believes. What does that routine or lifestyle practice look like for you? Like, what is your spirituality? How do you elaborate on that?
That is a really great question. And I think it's like whenever I think about, oh, I should probably meditate, it kind of gives me anxiety because it starts to become a part of my to-do list. And that is like what I do not want spirituality to look like for me. And I think that's something that I've been kind of mindful over. I think it honestly really depends on the day and like what I'm going through. I think whenever I'm like facing a challenge, whether it's like a hard conversation with a friend or a manager or whatever it may be, a boyfriend, I will absolutely meditate before because that always like grounds me and I can just get rid of the outside noise and really look deep and turn inward. And that's been super, super helpful amidst adversity. But I think in regards to like a daily practice, and this is may just be so silly and dumb, but this is what I do. I always try to just like connect with my higher power, my angels, like who I know who are looking down on me, who are always there. And I think it's just like it may be prayer, it may just be asking for help, but I always just like look up and ask for like some sort of signs that I'm on the right path. Like, give me a sign, like, show me a sign, or just looking up and being like, I'm ready. Like, I'm freaking ready.
No, I do the same thing. That's why I like to talk about it a bit more because at first people are like, Sky, are you okay? You're kind of talking about God or the Lord or like this higher power a little bit more. And I'm like, honestly, I found God. Like, it's not quite God that we see, but this higher power. And I've interchanged the words universe, energy, all of that. It all sort of means the same thing to me. But I think for people who are living their purpose and shining, like what you're doing are connected to that. But that's why I like to know, okay, but what is that actually, like you're saying, what does that look like to you just doing that? Because I was coaching a friend the other day and she was like, well, I don't know how to meditate. And I thought, oh, that's why people aren't doing it because they actually just don't really know how. And so we'd close our eyes for 2 minutes and whatever, I let her through it and it's like easy, done. Or it could be like what you're saying, just hey, show me a sign, show me what's possible. Interesting. So is that through inspired action though, or is it sort of a part of your routine? Not that it's a checklist, but is it a very like conscious, or do you do it more when you feel like you need to connect?
I think it's more of like I do it when I need to connect. And I typically need to connect every day
Okay.
because connection is what fuels me,
Okay.
whether it's to a person, whether it's meeting someone. But obviously, like me connecting to a higher power, I mean, we're always connected to source, always, even if we're not even consciously aware of it. And I think for me, like, I think in our 20s, there's so many moving pieces all the time. And so I think that's why it's even more important for us to check in with ourselves. And I think the same thing for people who may or may not be as spiritual or have a good understanding, but we are the universe, like we are source.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking up, I know that the reason why I was born, why I was put on earth, like that percentage of me being placed here is freaking an insane number.
Yeah.
The fact that like our body knows what to do, that we're breathing, like if you really sit down, it trips me out sometimes. Like I
Me
can't go
too.
too
Me
deep.
too. I know. I can't. I feel my
I
body.
trip.
Oh, it's so amazing.
It's insane. And
Yeah.
I think if you like allow yourself to realize like the fact that you're here and breathing and you're human and that some source created all of this, it actually gives you more power. And when I look up, I'm also connecting to my higher self, to my future self. And I typically look up or connect when like I don't know what to do or I'm nervous or anxious or I'm stuck in the unknown, confused with what's going or what's coming. And I think just by looking up, connecting to source and my future self, I feel safe with knowing that like I have the power to show up. I have the power over my emotions, what I think, what I create. And that I get to choose how I respond to a situation. And when I'm looking up, like I'm asking, like, what would my future self want me to do? How would my future self want me to show up in this experience right now? And that question, I think, has really been the game changer for me and why I am the way I am how I built my confidence. I was not born this way.
It's so
But I
true.
think it's honestly the root is spirituality and connecting to source and that higher future self.
Beautifully said.
And I'm
Wow.
not saying that I meditate every day, you guys. I freaking do not do that. But
No, but just the perspective, which is what's so nice to see, is, and that's what, like, I just shared a podcast the other day because somebody said, what's your training routine? And I'm like, I don't have a training routine. Yeah, okay, I go to the gym every day and I I do train an insane amount of time, but I don't, it's not a program that I follow. It's just
Yeah.
my life. It's just this is just a part of my
By
life.
the way, you look amazing.
Oh, thanks. I just
Holy
love
cow,
it.
girl.
I love it. So it's not, it's just like you're like you, where you just need to connect. Same. It's like I just need to connect, and it just happens to be daily, but it's the perspective towards it, which I see is what you're saying, like pointing this out, is because it's not this routine that you're following. It's you're not looking at it like, oh, I'm following a diet. Oh, I'm following a to-do list. It's like, this is how I live my life. I'm just going to connect to source, and then we'll carry on with the day. And that, I think, is the difference. Like, I'm just noticing patterns, with people of what is the difference between these high performers and not high performers? Well, it's the perspective towards your routine almost, because you're not like, oh shit, I got so much to do. I gotta meditate and I gotta this. It's like, I'm just gonna take a second, deep breath, and maybe you're not sitting there for an hour, but it's just that minute. And I think that's what's so important, is it doesn't have to be like an hour doing this, an hour doing that. It could literally be a breath, a moment where you're like, I'm just gonna connect. All right, moving on. Interesting. Thanks for sharing that. And I just went on a little rant there, but I'm like, this
I
is,
love it.
your perspective is so valuable of like your connection and your friendship almost with this. Well, not even
Yeah, I love
friendship, because
that.
you are. I feel the same. Sometimes it's like, oh, I don't want to be like, I'm like, when Kanye's like, I'm God. I'm like, I get it.
Well, that's coming from such an egotistical.
But in the sense that, like, now
He is, you are.
I see the way, yeah, I think the way he goes about it, but what I've been like trying to just understand things, and I'm like, okay, I do get where he's coming from in the sense that, like, we're all, like you said, the universe.
Yeah, we are.
I think the execution is a bit aggressive, but
It is.
that's okay.
But it is like it's a really powerful message. And I honestly think if our whole world really deeply understood that, we would not be having the issues that we're having politically or just
Too.
the war, whatever it may be. It's we're all connected.
I know. I think it's the answer to everything. Everyone's like,
I
oh,
agree.
because I said, I'm always like, oh, all is well in the world. And people will correct me and be like, it's not. And I'm like, hey, well, all is well in my world. Don't want to be ignorant, but if we all believe that all is well in the world, okay, maybe this does sound ignorant, but I think if you just start with
I agree.
love, then that'll ripple out. Okay. What does your social life look like? Because I think this is so, I've really struggled with a social life. Not that I don't have it, but just the sort of guilt around it. But like talking the sage, I've realized how different we are, but how similar we are. What does your social life look like? How do you approach it? What is that pillar of your life
Sky,
for
I
you?
want to change the narrative for you.
Okay.
Do not feel guilty about having a social life.
Thank you. No,
I'm
I've
gonna be
worked through that,
okay, good.
but for years it was like, when I can take all my friends on an all expense paid trip around the Greek islands, then I'll hang out with people. Then obviously a couple years
I
ago I was like,
see.
hey, I'm not gonna have any friends if I'm like, if
No.
I'm not balancing it. So I have shifted, but it's definitely been a process. Like,
Yeah.
it's for me, it's a lot easier to just
I
grind
get it.
and then
I
not
get
see
it.
friends. And then speaking with Sage, I'm like, you need to see somebody every day. That's a bit overwhelming for me. I like a couple times a week is good,
That's
but
yeah. I think I think this is not only to you, this is just to the all the high performers and high achievers out there that like if you're able to shift the narrative to this, like being social, growing your friendships, putting yourself out there, going to events, going to a bar with a couple of friends or a friend or someone that like is in your network or through your job, that is actually more effective than you staying home and working on your side hustle. That
yeah.
is more effective than you working on your computer, making content, sending out emails. Let me tell you why. The opportunities that you are exposed to by actively putting yourself out into the world, showing up at events, drinks, dinner, whatever it may be, that is the catalyst to the next open door for you. That is not going to happen by you sitting and staying at home and working. We may think that's productive. And of course, there's a balance. I think that absolutely throughout the week, like If you have 4 to 5 days at home where you're working, like, fine. If you're getting movement and getting outside, like, great. I'm not here to like tell you what works best for
Yeah,
you.
no.
Like, you should do that. But I think if you're able to like expose yourself into the world, into the community, connect with someone at least like 2 to 3 times a week, that's like when amazing opportunities arise for you. And that's when your energy starts to like build on itself, because energy feeds off energy, and opportunities will start to really come into your world. I mean, recently I threw an event with an amazing
Oh, wow.
man that I met at Dudley Market with my mom. We just started talking. Like, I think the key is like to always be open and approachable to strangers.
Yes.
Like, because you never know what two human beings that don't know each other can create together. And success or game-changing results always happens, like, not by the person you know, not by their friend, but by the other friend who's like totally distanced from your network. You're not going to meet those game-changing superhumans if you stay inside. Let me tell you that. And from that event that I threw, I met an amazing woman who is now becoming my mentor, who freaking believes in me. This happens so often for me. And people are always like, Sky, how do you know all these people? Like, how are you building these things? It's because I didn't stay home.
I love it.
I'm not saying you have to go out and see one person every day. I'm telling you, I couldn't do that
No,
because,
but yeah.
yeah.
I feel like that's your 'cause Grant Cardone has helped me shift that mindset a lot
Yeah.
of even like, staying in for lunch. You think you're saving money, you're not. You're losing money because you're losing an opportunity of meeting someone. It's costing you staying home, like making your lunch. So the energy, and I feel like that's you the sales sort of behind you too, of like it's true. Success in quotations is relationships. It really truly is who you know, your friends, your connections, all of those things. Not that you're like social climbing or anything, but just how can we work together? What can we build? What can we grow? No, I love that. It's so true. I've been like working a lot on my perception towards because I think I brainwashed myself to isolate for so long because it was like, okay, to achieve my goals, I need to stay home and work.
It probably worked. It worked for a certain point,
True, true.
and that's totally fine. And I think we're allowed to have seasons where we're grinding and we're staying home. And then I think we can also have seasons where it's a balance, or we're playing more. I think just like give yourself grace. And trust me, I don't always want to go out and be social, to be honest. Like, it can be freaking exhausting. Like, listen to yourself. If you know that you going out, you're not going to show up as your best self, then don't go out. It's going to change on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, thank you for that. I love listening to the whole life, holistic life
I
approach.
love it.
Like, what does that look like for people? Because we all have such different lives where I do think there is a level of operating at this pace. You are fueled by other people. That's not quite coming out right. But just getting, I'm like, never mind. I'm gonna scratch that out. But getting out and
I
throwing
love you.
yourselves. So what kind of environments do you put yourself in that are d different? Or like, just what environments do you put yourself in?
Yeah, I think one part of this question is like obviously my job. I'm selling to Fortune 500, 1,000 clients, and so I do have access to those sorts of groups and communities. So I do have like a leg up there, but to walk in alone to a conference or like South by Southwest to speak on a panel in front of people that are like 30 years older than me, very scary. But I do it anyways.
Did you speak on a
And
South by Southwest panel? Oh my God,
like
cool.
multiple times. Yeah.
Congrats, that's amazing. I love
Thank you.
that. Wow.
Yeah. And I think like that's been a skill set that, I was innately gifted with, like being able to perform and speak to people and connect. Like, that's one of my superpowers that I've been able to also take into my job. And also, podcasting has helped that as well. So I do have access to groups, communities, events like that, which has been super helpful to growing my network and also growing my confidence muscle. I think more like the social side, I would say to people, like, just be around people who challenge you. I think in our 20s, there's a lot of people who like to stay in the comfort zone. And I think it's really important to be really, really picky about who you spend most of your time with. There's a quote, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard this, but like the five people that you hang out with is like truly who you become. And so that's something that's I always think about. I think it's really important to like ask yourself, is this person charging me when I leave hanging out with them, or are they draining me? I think that's a really good sign, like on whether or not you should continue to hang out with this person. And, you know, I think I just always want to be growing or like having fun. And I think friends can fill different gaps. Like maybe you have a fun friend, maybe you have a friend that you know will be there regardless of what's going on, will be like the silver lining to a horrible event, or will be someone that like will literally just laugh with you for hours. Like I think each friend cannot play every part, but can fill different parts in your life. And I think that's really important to start to like acknowledge that and figure out like, you know, really kind of like have a board of directors of friends and also mentors. And I think again, like the number one thing for your social life is that, especially for high achievers and entrepreneurs, the people that you hang out with for free time, they best be charging you.
Yeah, so true. So true.
And this is an ongoing thing. Like I'm still learning and relearning which friends maybe aren't friends.
Yeah. That's my next question for you. Understood that I get what I've noticed people struggle with, including myself, is when you find they're draining you, how do you go about the situation? What do you actually do? How do you, I think that's why people don't change, is because it's like, okay, I know they're not feeding me and fueling me, but I don't know what to do and I don't want to be mean. How do you go about that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think for me, boundary setting is huge. And it also depends on the context. Like if this is like a really, really close friend of yours, you probably owe them a conversation. If this is like an acquaintance or someone who you hang here and there with, I think you're allowed to distance yourself. You know, you're allowed to create a little bit of distance. You can always say, you know, I'm just really needing some time to myself. Like, be authentic. Like, if they're a drainer, you can say, I'm really tired right now. I really need to prioritize myself, what's going on in my life. Like, I hope you can understand. And if they are a good friend, they will freaking understand, and they won't, you never have to really explain yourself in those situations. So I think like you are allowed to distance yourself from anything in your life. But of course, like if this is a very close friend to where like this is an abrupt thing that you're completely changing the narrative and what you're both used to, you absolutely do owe them a conversation. And you know, it's going to be hard and difficult, but at the end of the day, you have to prioritize your needs. And I'm not saying don't be an asshole about it, but be real and share like what you're going through. And
Just be, yeah.
you got to be honest, and you got to stick up for yourself. You have to stick up for your future self and what's working best for you. And trust me, this has been an ongoing journey for me because I am a people pleaser. I innately prioritize other people's needs over mine. And I'm an empath to a T, which is also a strength. You know, I have a sixth sense where I'm always just wanting other people to be okay before myself. Trust me, babes, like I'm working on it on a day-to-day basis. It's not easy, but I think the more you can be authentic with your needs and also speak that truth politely and respectfully to the people in your world, that's all you can do. And the right people will understand that.
I
And
think
if they're not right, then get right. Like, no.
I think it empowers other people too, without, maybe they might not be conscious of it, but I do think you're sort of leading by example, or what I like to believe is what's best for me is best for all, because we're all connected. It's like, okay, even in relationships, they'd be like, you know, I've had some boyfriends who are like, no, Sky, this does, and I'm like, you can't see it yet, but you will find somebody who's a better fit. Like, it, we're, you know, what's, if it's better for me to break up, or same for a friendship, it's probably better for you too.
I agree. Retweet.
Thank you, because I know that's a tricky one, and it's true you don't know. Each situation is so unique, but it's just sort of some guidelines, because I've definitely struggled with that in the past, and I know people who I'm friends with struggle with that. I'm like, you gotta separate. But so
You
hearing,
got to set boundaries.
yeah. What is a quote you live by or a mantra you say to yourself that you haven't said already?
That I haven't said already. I
Like,
think
or
the
if you do
future
have one that
self.
you've already said, go ahead. But like, what's your if you have a main quote, where's your intuition automatically go to?
I think it's do it for your future self. Because I think this is such a universal affirmation and it really applies to any situation. And it's also the essence of regardless. But
Yeah, one breath.
again, regardless of getting nervous about a hard conversation I have to have literally today with a girlfriend. Like, Sky, show up for your future self. How would you want your future self to show up in this situation? Like, regardless, you've got this. It would be regardless, you got this, babe, and do
Love
it for your future self.
it. I love it. I was gonna
That
say
is my North Star.
put that somewhere, but you've already got it on your necklace, and I
Oh, girly.
love
You
that
know?
so much. I love it so much. I'm
Oh,
like,
yeah. And I also
oh.
I think movement helps too. And I think connect, like trying to connect to your inner voice. So I always put like my hand on my heart.
Smart. That's
Yeah.
true. Do you do that before, like, strategically?
I think in the past, well, this is really interesting because I've been like my whole life, obviously dancing and also practicing yoga. And obviously at the end of practice, you always like, of course, put your hands in prayer or hold your heart. And that started to become a part of just like tapping in, connecting to self because of yoga and that practice. So I think like innately and organically, it's just started to become a part of like my life and how I connect to myself and source. So I don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah, no, I it's interesting because I do it too,
Yeah.
but mine's just subconsciously and not that often, but I wonder if maybe you like
Yeah.
strategize it somehow or not, but
I don't know.
because
I
there's
think now
certain
it's just like,
it's
babe, you're good.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. No, I talk to
You
myself all the time. I feel like that's why I'm never lonely, because I'm like, there's 15 people. I'm talking to my higher powers all the time. And
Oh, yeah.
you know what I mean? I'm like, we're hanging out. We're having fun.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of
Sorry.
funny.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. I giggle to myself all the time. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time and your morning with me. I know they're precious hours, precious minutes, and your energy. I adore your energy.
Oh,
So much
Sky.
fun. Can't wait to meet you in person.
This was so much fun for me. I literally feel like we've been talking for only 5 minutes because it went by so quickly in my world.
I know. Thanks, Skylar.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Regardless. If today's conversation sparked a mindset shift or inspired you, we want to hear from you. For more Regardless, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Join the conversation on Instagram and TikTok at Regardless the Pod for updates and resources. You can also find me personally at Skylar Sorkin on Instagram and TikTok. New guest episodes drop on the first and middle Monday of every month. Plus, mark your calendars for our monthly office hours with my mom. Mama Therapist and I, where we answer all of your burning questions on the last Monday of every month. Remember, babe, regardless of what you're going through right now, you've got this, and I'm in it with you. Stay electric.